You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 4-1. You've got Luis Suarez to score and Barcelona to win, which is 3-1. It was 23-10. Lionel Messi to score and Barca to win was 13-5. Now 7-2. Kevin De Bruyne to score. Man City 1-0, 2-0, 2-1. Was 10-1, now 11-1. And Lionel Messi to score and Barca to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. Was 7-1, now 8-1. Reading through those five enhanced odds offers, I'm thinking all of them look attractive. If you fancy one side or the other, those are the marquee players. They're all involved in those enhanced odds offers.
The thing that strikes me about this game is just value. And yeah, you mentioned it there, but whichever way you want to go, you will find value here. And, right, for example, Man City at home. The last time Man City were this big a price at home was in this competition against PSG at the end of last season.
Right.
They won 1-0 on that occasion. But my point being, they are normally pretty short at home.
Yep.
If you're looking at them at home and getting 9-5, there is going to be some people out there going, wow, that is big. Similarly, Barca, away from home, have not been as big as this whole calendar year. So, whichever way you're looking at it, you're going to be tempted. On paper, I look at Barca and I go, that 6-4 is
too big.
It is too big. But then I look at what happened in the game a few weeks ago, and they weren't very good. And Man City were okay. The head-to-heads, normally in European competition, you can go head-to-heads don't really matter. They don't play each other that often. But Barca and Man City keep going up against each other, and Barca keep winning. Mm. That 4-0 was the first time that they've really stuffed them. And as we've already mentioned, with Bravo getting sent off, there were sort of mitigating circumstances with that. I've said I like Barca at 6-4, but City and both teams to score at threes is another one that you look at, you just go, well, if City are going to win, that's how they'll do it. You could almost pack both, I suppose. City and both teams to score and Barca, but then you probably end up with a draw. So
I see this as a game that really revolves heavily around the situation, with Barcelona top of the group and clear, and having not humiliated Manchester City at the Camp Nou, because, as you mentioned, it was a lot tighter than the eventual 4-0 scoreline suggested. But revenge is going to be on Pep Guardiola's mind here, and I think that's a big factor in this match. And Barcelona haven't looked incredible recently. Only won 1-0 against Granada at the weekend, and Luis Enrique did comment after that match about his team lacking physical sharpness in that game, and maybe they are slightly fatigued at the moment. I like the enhanced odds offer of Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win, enhanced from 3-1 to 4-1. I think Guardiola, if he could have his time back again, wouldn't have left Aguero out of that starting lineup in the Camp Nou, because he is still in the top five strikers in the world, Aguero, and every time you've got him fit, you've just got to start him, and he showed at the weekend in that 4-0 win at the Hawthorns that he is just sensational. And I fancy him to score. And I think, given the situation, revenge on Manchester City's mind, I think they can win 4-1.
I think when you look at Barca's, the back four that played against Granada at the weekend as well, and there may be changes, but they played Digne, Umtiti, Mascherano and Roberto. That is a back four that you can get at. It is. Yep. And then you look at the players in front of them. And again, this is just at the weekend. I'm not saying that they're going to keep the same team by any means. But Rafinha, Rakitic and Denis Suarez, they're good. But I wouldn't say it's the best midfields I've ever seen. I'd even go as far as to say I'd rather have City's midfield. Okay. I know they play different systems now, or slightly different. The difference is Neymar, Suarez and Messi.
Yes.
Versus hopefully Aguero, and hopefully a fully fit and firing Aguero, because that could be a spectacle.
And Kevin De Bruyne as well. I think
exactly.
They need him fully fit, don't they?
They do.
They look a better side with him in it.
But I know that I started this by saying Barca are big at 6-4, but I am going to tip City and both teams to score at threes. It's just, in fact, 16-5 now.
Yeah.
It's just too big to ignore. Mm. But I do think we'll see plenty of goals at the Etihad. And it hopefully, will be an absolute cracker, because it's one of those ones that on paper should be. I just hope it lives up to it.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.